Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. The large drop in cervical cancer is largely due to the pap smear, which women do yearly. But a century ago, one woman gave herself daily pap smears to help develop this life-saving test.
Her name was Andromache Mary Papanicolaou, the wife of George Papanicolaou, and together they're behind the test that's named after them. But Mary's contributions remain overlooked.
George began researching whether an animal's X and Y chromosomes determine their offspring's sex. To do so, he needed to harvest their eggs just before ovulation, but there was no way to know where in the reproductive cycle they were without killing them.
He thought cells sloughing off from an animal's cervix into vaginal fluids might hold the key. He noted the size and shape of skin cells in vaginal fluid correlated with ovulation.
Since he didn't have a medical license to collect human samples, his wife Mary began collecting her own, and did so for 21 years. She even recruited friends, which formed a baseline for healthy vaginal samples throughout a woman's life.
When a woman in the study developed cervical cancer, George identified the precancerous cells in her fluids. He shared his findings with peers, but it took 20 years to convince skeptics the test worked.
In 1954, it was named the Pap test and hasn't changed much since, and has become the gold standard. George was nominated for the Nobel Prize, but Mary wasn't recognized until later in life by the American Cancer Society.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.